Our story today is called God of the Bathroom Floor. God isn't just the God of steeples, prayer meetings, well-paying jobs, mission trips, intact families, worship songs, Sunday school, all those visible spaces, the ones we show the world, the ones that look like we have our act together, the ones where we'll be praised. He's bigger than that, much, much bigger. His heart is bigger. His presence is bigger. His well-worn tenderness is bigger because he's also and especially the God of oncology visits, broken hearts, empty checking accounts, funeral parlors, rehab rooms, sleepless and fitful nights, bathroom floors, messy selves and messy lives, the places where it's just us and him, the ones only he can really see, hear, understand, guide, comfort, and heal, the places of loss, despair, loneliness, doubt, and fear are also the places of growth, hope, belonging, grace, and peace. The places that nothing and no one else can touch. Except for this big, big, very present help in time of trouble, tender-hearted God. Those are the most sacred places of all, and some of the most beautiful. Psalm 46:2, God is our refuge and our strength, and ever-present help in distress.
Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.